AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden meets this afternoon with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito in an effort to find an acceptable compromise on his infrastructure proposal. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
He believes there's an opportunity to work together, to make progress, to find areas of common ground, even if you have areas of disagreement.
Both sides remain at odds over a number of issues, including the scope of the projects, the cost of the program, and most importantly, his call to return corporate taxes to where they were before the Trump tax law was passed to pay for the program. President Biden says the national push to get people vaccinated is paying off in the battle against the coronavirus pandemic.
Nearly 170 million Americans of every party, every background, every walk of life have stepped up, rolled up their sleeves, and gotten the shot. 52% of adults are now fully vaccinated, including 75% of all seniors.
Biden is calling for a month of action, using incentives from lotteries to beer and urging people to get vaccinated in order to reach a 70% threshold by the 4th of July. And as much of the world is seeing a scarcity in vaccines, the Biden administration is planning to begin sharing 80 million doses with the United Nations and other countries later this month. The lawyer for horse trainer Bob Baffert says a split sample test of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit came back positive for the steroid betamethasone. That could lead to the horse's disqualification and discipline for Baffert. Attorney Greg Robertson says additional testing is being conducted to try to trace the source of the drug to an ointment and not an injection. Spokeswoman for the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission declined to comment. Baffert is currently suspended by New York until Kentucky makes a ruling about Medina Spirit. This is AP News. The world's largest meat packer, JBS, has resumed most production in plants around the globe, including Australia, Canada, and the U.S., following a ransomware attack thought to have been carried out by a group in Russia. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration has delivered a clear message to the Russian government about the criminal group.
Harboring criminal entities that are intending to do harm, that are doing harm to the critical infrastructure in the United States is not acceptable. We're not going to stand by that. We will raise that, and we are not going to take options off the table.
A ransomware expert says the JBS attack was the largest yet on a food manufacturer, but at least 40 food companies have been targeted by hackers over the last year, including Brewer, Molson Coors, and E.J. Gallo Wines. It was also the second in a month against crucial U.S. infrastructure. On Wall Street, in afternoon trading, the Dow is up 8, while the NASDAQ has dropped 30 and the S&P 500 is off a fraction. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.